Pause recording.
Right, this is it's an audio boo I thought of. I was thinking about yesterday having a lovely, well, a lovely, an interesting discussion. It was from Nama, Calmwater73 on Twitter, talking about, well, the boo wasn't actually about that. It was about when would the iPhone 6 come out, but talking about Yom Kippur. I'm probably not quite pronouncing it right, even though I've just listened to the audio boo, and about, actually, I had the impression it was a whole week the country shut down, but it's a day, apparently 26 hours listening to the latest audio boo. Dharma, thank you very much. That was absolutely, really very interesting. Very extreme in the sort of culture I live in. It's quite extreme. But first of all, to the religious aspects, like you, I wouldn't... no doubt. Well, I don't live in Israel, so it's kind of irrelevant, but wouldn't be celebrating in that sort of way if I was in Israel. Being a pagan, I wouldn't be doing that. But like Jeff, I wouldn't feel any particular problem, because as Jeff says, it's not, because you don't do all those things. It's not, I'm talking a little bit one-to-one here, but this is aimed at everyone because I want everyone to know, you know, how I feel about all this, that and the other, obviously. And I'm rambling, as I usually do. But I wouldn't feel it too much. And as I was saying in my replies on Twitter yesterday, we tend to watch a lot of TV we've recorded in the past. Goodness knows when I last put the radio on. I listen by podcasts, and 26 hours without these isn't going to, even several days isn't. If I'm going to be religious, I might actually use it to be religious, because if it means that I can't go anywhere, actually over a weekend, as you say, it's Friday to Saturday. I would rather this happen during the week, actually, if I was going to have this in my country. Or a similar thing. I love my bank holidays, where, of course, everything doesn't shut down. We used to have a lot more shut down years ago. Shops weren't really open so much. And until shops were open on Sunday, we had quiet Sundays. Incidentally, Sunday, which is the nearest thing to your Sabbath, but nothing like it really, but where the Christians traditionally like would go to church and all this stuff, and still do, really, I suppose. Our transport, our taxis are more expensive. From what I gather from others, the bus services round here are less. We do have them, but they're less. And people who wanted to go to church, rather ironically, by bus, if they lived quite away from their church and wanted to get to a particular... It would take them a lot longer to get there. I've had people say this, and I've discussed it. When I used to go to church, and I said, well, actually, this wouldn't be any use to me. It would take just a long while just to do that, and it wouldn't be so much good or so good like that. But yes, things do tend to cost a little more. As to not eating, well, I have done this before. I think the longest I went, I did it to prove it that I could do it. And when I was at college, and Steve got a little bit concerned. I can't remember what we were discussing about not eating. I said, I can not eat for a day. I felt a bit weird after. The longest I've ever gone was 45 hours, I think, but that's because I wasn't feeling very well. I have often done 24 hours simply because I didn't like my school college lunches on Fridays. Didn't like the way they did fish and chips. It's nothing to do with religion at all. So from the tea time before to when I got home, it would be around 24 hours. 24, so 26. I don't know what it'd be like now trying to do it. I haven't tried it and don't have any desire to fast. Now, as to traffic, as I just said in my last tweet, to traffic... I would like a chance to sit in my garden and hear no traffic. You do hear traffic. I just poked my head out a while ago, and yes, after a few seconds there was traffic, and I'd love to hear. And presumably people wouldn't be allowed to mow their lawns. That, I don't like lawn mowers anyway, I know we need them, and would never, never stop people doing, but I don't like the sound. And why do we have to be so noisy with our garden machinery? For heaven's sake, what is it with the world? I'm talking, you know, generally speaking, now why is our machinery, even our garden stuff, so noisy? For heaven's sake, some lawn mowers and, oh well, never mind. I've never liked those. And yes, when I was a lot younger, back in my 20s, folks, I was... Where I lived at night, it was fairly quiet, but we were on a main road, and I could sit in my garden, sit outside on the swing or wander around the garden. The odd car had come by and spoil my tranquility. So, yeah, I would absolutely. It's nothing to do with romance, actually, or romanticness of it. I just think we live, our world is just too noisy. And if I could have the odd day to totally have be out of that, it would be quite nice. But this might backfire on me here. I have been thinking, and yes, I've been thinking of all the impracticalities of that as well. I think I might become unstuck here, because if people couldn't go out, I think if people were not doing it, and I'm assuming, say, we weren't doing it for any particular religious reason, so and half the community may or may not be, people might be playing loud music. Now, of course, if you had to observe some religious things, you might not want other people around to hear your loud music. But if our ordinary bank holidays were like this, and I'm taking it away from any religious connotation now, I think I'd come unstuck. I'd get even more noise in my garden, although it could be more interesting and it would be people's music and I could have a sing-along without playing my own, I guess. So I think that part wouldn't work. But what I'd really like is to be able to walk down towards my shops. Yeah, I know, I couldn't go shopping. That wouldn't bother me for that length of time. And restaurants, definitely, I could go way longer than that. In fact, we've been to restaurants in the last 2 weeks, once each weekend, and it's unusual for us. We don't do it. We've even cut down on our takeaways because of the calorific value in some of this stuff. And this truly wouldn't bother me. But if I want to do this kind of thing, I don't want it at a weekend. I need it in a week where I don't have to work, you see, in a bank holiday, which, of course, we do get the odd bank holidays. And as I first thought it was for a week, I thought, oh, this would be fantastic. So a day really isn't going to bother me. A week would be, well, several days would be better, to have 2 or 3 days where I really, really didn't have to work. Like Easter, we have Good Friday here and the bank holiday off on the Monday. We can work if we want. There's nobody saying we can't, and a lot of shops are open, but we choose not to. And I like to be at home then. I don't want to be anywhere at bank holidays. I sooner chill out at home that time and totally relax, because it's where I'm at my most relaxed. So, yes, I can see, I agree with all forcing is not good. It's not nice when you don't want to do it, although we do force every country, we force things on each other. And, well, that's probably for a different boo. I can't go into what is forced on us. Things that are much less than usually, you know, are, well, you might consider them less or just as bad, but things that we do, freedom for some are forced for others. What about music festivals? You might be near some people. There's one going on here. Yeah, all right, I will mention it. I just thought I might run out of audio time. But there's one going on here this weekend, and people live very close to it, and it goes on late, and some people really don't like it. It doesn't bother me. I say live and let live, which is why I can live with the religious. If I'm not forced to do it in my own home, the fact that I can't go out doesn't matter. But I do understand that, you know, you don't necessarily like it. I could use it for contemplation and time downtime. You see, that's why I would prefer it in the week, because weekend is downtime for me. So I would need this to be in the week, not at the weekend, really. Except it might give me peace. And I could walk down to my shops to where the trees are and all the birds, and I could record them without the traffic noise. It's too noisy, even on the cycle paths. You do a recording and you just get all the traffic. And I'd like to record without all that. Okay, I think that's really all I need to say on this subject. It was certainly very interesting and